Hello, it's Pastor Raymond Gordon on our Monday Morning Motivations, and pray that you are motivated this morning to live by faith, to walk by faith, to believe in faith. This morning, we'll pick back up at Philippians chapter 3. I was in there, and in verse 13, Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." In other words, I have not overcome everything in my life, whether positive or negative. I have not reached perfection yet, but this one thing I do, and it's interesting, forgetting those things which are behind me. And let me use this analogy. You cannot drive a car looking out of the rearview mirror. The rearview mirror is designed for us to glance only as we go forward. And it's to give us the conscientiousness of what's behind us. That is a great metaphor for life. We cannot live from the past. Some of our past times have been difficult. Some of our past times have been dysfunctional. Whatever the case is, it's not God's will for you and I to live in the past. Whatever happened yesterday, leave it in yesterday. We're trusting Jesus daily to give us guidance and direction, to teach us his principles, and to empower us when we get weak. So Paul says, this one thing I learned to do, forgetting those things that are behind. Now, does that mean we forget the entire past? No, no way. That's impractical. We don't forget the entire past. We can still remember incidents and things that happened, positive and negative, from the past. But I don't allow the past to rule my present. I don't allow the things of my past, my historical things, whether when I was a child, teenager, or when I was in a relationship, I don't allow things from my past to preempt my present. I don't allow things from my past to take control of my mind to the point that I'm now still living in the past. The one thing I do is forgetting those things that are behind, not giving them the power to preempt my present. And then he goes on to say, which are behind and reaching forth unto those which are before me. Now, what Paul is now saying is, as I keep moving forward by faith, Lord, I'm trusting you and you alone. I've asked the Lord to forgive me for the things of my past and my present. Now, Lord, I'm moving forward. As I'm moving forward, I'm reaching forth for those things which are before me. Well, what's before me? God's will. What's before me? God's peace, God's power, God's promotion. What's before me? God's guidance, his direction, his glory. What's before me? God wants to renew my mind. What's before me? God wants me to have joy, peace, and rest. So forgetting those things that are behind and reaching for those things that are before, Paul uses this metaphorically to say, I want to stay in the mindset of the power presence of Jesus Christ. Live in his presence, walk by faith, not by sight. And here it is, practice the presence of Jesus today in your life. He loves you, he died for you, he rose from the grave for you, he's in heaven waiting for you. God bless you. Use the day to look forward. Have a great day. We love you.